Robbie,
Marie,
and the Doctor.
Triple J.
Good morning, Beef O'Keefe. Andrew O'Keefe.
Hello, Robbie. Hello, Doctor. Hello, Marie. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Now, are you in early to the game show Paradise, just preparing yourself?
Yeah, that's right. I'm in the 27 seater hot tub right now, prepping some of the contestants.
I was only told this morning that your nickname was Beef O'Keefe. I'd never heard that before. Is it simply a rhyming thing, or is there a darker story attached?
No, well, it's not, I don't know if it's a dark story. It's just a flabby story, really. I laboured under that nickname and continue to do so since the age of five, when my good friend Julian Delaney thought that it'd be pretty funny to call the fat kid Beef.
and out of interest, how many TV shows does Julian Delaney appear on these days?
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, funny you should mention that, actually, Doc, because at the same day I gave him the nickname Schultz, because he looked like Sergeant Schultz off Hogan's Heroes. He still labours under that one, too, so that's good.
Take that, Schultzy.
Now, speaking of I guess all things being a kid and being and family wise, you are of course not the only famous O'Keefe in your family.
It's a dynasty of famous people, really.
Is that some fans going past? Is it, Andrew?
That's some friends going past. Yes, indeed. That's my friend Vasiliki Malatiotis going past in the car.
Oh, okay.
She's obviously not listening to Triple J because she's not acknowledging me. No, anyway.
Now, you are a relative of a very famous O'Keefe.
Yes, indeed. Yes. I'm aware of that, yeah. And, you know, it's 50 years since J.O.K., Johnny O'Keefe, released his first hit single this year. And 30 years since he died. Yeah.
Do you cope with this? Obviously, there's been a release of this single with Jet and Iggy Pop,
yeah,
who have re-released it, and you're now the go-to guy. Do you ever see it as a bit of a burden, sort of carrying the family legacy in that way?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I was a big fan of Johnny. You know, he was a lovely bloke, a really warm-hearted kind of guy, and you know, and also a crazy uncle. And, you know, you've got to love your crazy uncles, yeah, don't you?
And how was he crazy?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, we'd go around for birthdays and Christmases and all that sort of thing. And you know, he was fairly normal. But even at a tender age, I knew that there were certain things that were unusual about him. For example, I turned up to Christmas lunch one day, and he's out in the backyard. And it's Christmas Day in Sydney, so it's pretty bloody hot. And he's turning the sausages in a full-length fox fur coat and Elton John platform shoes, and his fingernails are painted silver. He's not like my Uncle Mervyn, I can tell you that.
I wish my uncles were like that. That is absolutely fantastic.
He's indeed the wild one. And now we can imagine in 50 years' time, your nephew would no doubt be being called up and, you know, being asked to comment on a brand new Deal or No Deal board game or something.
I think my nephew will probably refuse to comment.
We have Andrew O'Keefe on the line, yes, host of Deal or No Deal and plenty of other things on your television as well, and nephew of Johnny O'Keefe, the great Johnny O'Keefe, the songwriter. Now, to celebrate his 50 years of releasing music, I believe that there is going to be some remastered editions of some of his earlier work, which is actually being remastered on one of the original machines. That's right.
And it's amazing. They had to drag out stuff because it was all old tape, of course. Nothing digital, so they had to drag out all the old tapes and clean up the tapes and completely remaster them the old-fashioned way, you know, with a sort of a Wet-X and a bit of Windex.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
I remember how they used to do that.
Yeah, I think they've got the Windex on the old fur coat as well, giving that a bit of a brush up.
I try to remaster myself some mornings with a bit of Windex, and it doesn't always work.
All right, Andrew O'Keefe, we'll catch you on the telly. Before we go, though, the big question for you is the collaboration Iggy Pop and Jet doing a very famous song, Your Uncle Johnny O'Keefe's Wild One. Is it Deal or No Deal?
Yeah, I reckon it's a deal. I love it. I think it's great. It rocks. It really rocks. Oh, but I think they've done a super job.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Beef.
Hey, Beef. Out in space, round the Earth.
Robbie,
Marie,
and the Doctor.
Triple J.
Straight across Australia.
Triple J.